Great Country Q94. It's Lori Wilde on your Thursday afternoon, and I have friends. And it's normally when I say I have friends, it's Alex Stark, and he has brought me wine from Stark Sports Shop. You guys aren't Alex Stark, but you did bring me wine, so
we try. We count for something.
Yeah, it's kind of great. I have Boomtown Saints with me here in the studio. So guys, take a second and introduce yourselves.
Hey y'all, I'm Chris.
I'm Ben.
And we're the Boomtown Saints. Thanks for having us today.
Yeah, I was saying off air, it's kind of exciting. Like, we're finally getting back to like having more artists come around and do visits. Obviously, it kind of quit there for a while. And now I'm excited. I get to have friends in the studio again. I'm not stuck in this cubicle all by myself.
Visitors are always good. Well, for the most part.
No, absolutely.
Yeah. So tell us a little bit about you guys, how you got together, where you're from. Talk a little, just tell us about yourselves.
So we met five and a half years ago now.
Yep.
And we met at the gym. I went to a gym that his wife went to, and there was a big cookout, and we met at this cookout. And I knew he was a solo artist at the time. I was in the corporate world. I was helping pharmaceutical companies commercialize their products, working with the government and all kinds of stuff.
Sounds highly entertaining.
It was a lot of traveling and a lot of stress and not a lot of fun, but it paid the bills. And so he, about fast forward a few months, probably 6 months, found out that he knew I'd been in Nashville. I've been in Nashville for now 25 years at the time. It'd been 20 years. My family had been there. And he was looking for a bass player. I was trying to help him find one because I'd been around the city a long time. In the summer, you don't take a gig without a band on 2 weeks' notice, and he did. You just don't do that in Nashville.
Fire drill.
Yeah. So
lessons learned.
Yeah, so I told him, you know, I would help him out and I'd play bass. I was a musician in a former life, and if you can play guitar, you can play bass. And he said, okay, cool, I thought it was going to be eight to 10 songs, because it was a Wednesday and we were playing Friday.
I gave him the best birthday present ever. I gave him 45 songs and I said, good luck.
Yep. So we went and did that. It went really well. We ended up playing, by the end of the night, they asked us to come back. We went to another city the next week, same thing. Another city the next week, they asked us to come back before we left that night again. And we were like, we should give something a shot. At the time, it was just going to be a cover band thing, just to have some fun. And about 2.5 years ago, it got serious. And it started taking the turn where we had labels interested, producers, and we started recording. And now we're here.
Right
here.
Now you're on a radio tour.
Yes, ma'am.
So you're traveling. It's stressful, but you do get to have a little bit of fun?
Oh, absolutely. Last night, we had a lot of fun. We're at the Potosi Brewing.
Oh, yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
That was one of the coolest places ever. We got to go sing in a cave.
It's cool, isn't it?
You've been there?
Literally, it's okay. Cool.
Yeah. Borderline cold.
See what you did there.
That was a strong
because
one.
Because I've been to the Potosi Brewery. Yes.
Yeah,
yes.
That was a strong one. No, yeah, we get to go to Alaska this summer. We get to go to, we were just in Austin, Texas. We're going to Connecticut. I mean, we're living the dream that we prayed about, that we wanted to see come to fruition, and we are taking advantage of the time that we have when we have time to take advantage of it.
Yeah, or when you're not stuck in road construction.
Yeah, or getting frisked by the TSA.
Yeah, which happened 2 days ago, so that's cool too.
I always think about this because I spend a lot of time in the music industry, and I know how you guys travel. And then every time I travel and I'll see somebody with a guitar and I'll like immediately see them get pulled to the side, I'm like, I wonder how often that's happened to that person.
So actually, the guitar has not happened. I carry my guitar with me everywhere on every flight, and I have not gotten pulled off to the side. Ben's always the one who's carrying something in his bag he's not supposed to. He's the one who gets pulled off to the side.
So I'm an avid hunter. I'm an avid fisherman. So I went turkey hunting. This is how we're going to preface this. I went turkey hunting with my backpack that I always carry. And then I'll let him go into the next part.
Yeah, because this is an important part, because it's not just like, oh, man, I forgot. I didn't even know what I forgot. No, we walked into the airport. And so with my former job years ago, I would travel the world. I flew almost every week, and Ben hasn't flown a whole lot.
He goes up to the kiosk, presses buttons, gets the tickets. I'm looking for a beer to come out of the thing.
Yeah, and so I'm walking up to the security checkpoint. Just as a reminder, I was like, hey, Ben, you don't have any knives or weapons on you or anything. And he's like, no, man, I checked my bag last night. It's all good. And then.
Yeah, his bag goes through. My bag gets held up. I'm like, okay, what's going on? This is taking forever. I was like, Sir, these shotgun shells you have in your bag, these Bubba, they won't fly. And I went, I said, should I keep my belt off or do I need to put it back on for this next part? I was so, so scared. I was like, I was going to get detained.
At least it was just the shells.
And
one of them was spent.
One of them,
it acted like an actual used shock. I mean, it looked really bad. I was just worried he was going to make a joke at that moment. I was like, please, Ben, don't make a stupid joke. Please don't make a stupid joke.
My eyes got this big. And I mean, I was dressed in my camo shirt, my camo backpack. I'm like, guys, I'm a hunter, not a terrorist. Can I please go on this plane?
Can you not hear my southern drawl? Like,
I know we hear it. We are in Tennessee.
We hear you, Ben.
Oh, that's you know what? That is completely relatable to the listeners here in the Prairie du Chien area. I guarantee it. Even every time I fly with a boyfriend, I'm like, you don't have your pocket knife on you, do you? He has it all the time. So I get it. I get it. Now, you said you guys kind of met happenstance and, you know, really randomly started playing music together. How did that transition really go to, let's make some of our very own music? Did that happen organically or were you like?
I think so. I mean, he's an awesome writer. And I think once everything started happening about 2.5-3 years ago, he and I started getting really serious about writing together, writing with these. And we've been blessed in Nashville to have some of the best writers actually take us under their wing. I mean, Keith and Adrian Follisay, they've written something like that with Tim McGraw, I Love You, Martina McBride, and they are like mom and dad to us. And so we've really gotten to go with them, and they've taken us on a journey, and our writing has just gotten better and better. But we also pick good songs, too, because as an artist, you know, other people are going to pitch you songs. And it's up to us as artists to put the best product out there for everybody to listen to. So if we have 10 songs that we wrote, we have 10 songs that somebody else wrote, and they're better than ours, put ego aside, we're going to cut these 10 songs.
Yeah, and I think originally, though, when we started doing this, when we started writing, it was very intentional. It was like, all right, we're doing all these cover songs. We should write a couple for ourselves. The first cut, they started going really well out of the gate. We still play everything we've ever written to this day, which is kind of cool. We're on the road. But it wasn't very intentional, but it got to a point at threshold where we're like, all right, we're going to do something here. We can't just keep playing these cover songs for everybody. We need to actually do something.
You get tired of singing everybody else's stuff. You wanted to make it your own, right?
Exactly. Mm-hmm.
Well,
exactly.
Speaking of making it your own, you have a guitar.
Yes, ma'am.
Do you want to play something?
Sure.
Talk about what you're going to play.
Let's see. So I know you, first of all, thank you for adding Blacktop Don't and playing that for us.
Yes,
so,
you're going to be hearing Blacktop Don't.
Thank you very much for that. We will allow the actual full band version to take care of that. Well, we'll play, I think, we wrote a song. We got to go to Fame Studios in Muscle Shoals, Alabama. Fame Studios is basically where Motown was founded.
Okay.
Everybody thinks it's Detroit. It's not. It was four high schoolers and a producer down in Muscle Shoals. We got to go down there and record. Write and record a song. When we were there, we were like, we should write a song about our wives, because we hadn't. And
they kept reminding us that we hadn't.
And so
we're pesky like that.
Yeah. And so we ended up writing one of the songs we wrote that day, the first time we were there, and it's about our wives, and it's coming out on our full length later this year, and it's called A Good Woman.
Okay. It's Boomtown Saints here on Q94.
I drink less, stay home more. No sleeping off the night before. She stole my heart when she took my hand. A good woman makes you wanna be a good man. I was in love and leave unkind. One smile from her, it changed my mind. Now we're making love and making plans. A good woman makes you wanna be a good man. Didn't even know that I was lost until she found me. Put her arms around me. Now I understand.
The power of a simple touch from the perfect hand. A good woman makes you wanna be a good man. She's an angel, but she don't have wings. But she's hot as hell in a pair of jeans. She loves me like nobody can. A good woman makes you wanna be a good man. I didn't even know that I was lost until she found me. Put her arms around me. Now I understand the power of a simple touch from the perfect hand. A good woman makes you want to be a good man. Live my life so selfishly. Till her salvation set me free. Thought I'd never see the promised land. A good woman makes you want to be a good man. She stole my heart when she took my hand. A good woman makes you want to be a good man.
Thank you.
It's been so long since I had live music. And I know we talked about this off air, but we're really excited and we keep talking about this. We got new microphones here at the studios. And my job is a lot easier with new microphones. I really enjoyed that. Nice. Like, that was really, that was way easier on my end.
Awesome.
Normally with our old microphones, I was like playing around with the board. I could just sit back and relax. That was great. So, okay, you guys are out on a radio tour now. You mentioned that you're going to have a full-length album coming out. Talk about the process of putting together a full-length album.
It's a long process. So we started recording 2.5 years ago. We still have actively recording right now. Before the full-length, we have an EP coming out on June 30th. That's going to be everywhere.
That's right around the corner.
It's right around the corner, yes, ma'am. And so that's kind of the part of the process these days. It used to be you put out all your songs at one time and you let it go. Now it is a process where you release singles and then you, a lot of times you release part of the project and then the full project. So it's been a very long process getting there. The behind the scenes of how a record goes out is absolutely insane. We never realized
it's
exactly.
It's changing even. Oh, my goodness. Insane.
The amount of teams that you have to get things just through distributors and out into the public and ready for consumption is pretty crazy, but we have an awesome team around it. But yeah, we've been writing for 4 years now. Been recording for 2.5, and the record will be done here in the next month or so, and it's gonna be ready for consumption this fall.
Well, that's exciting. Very exciting. And of course we'll be looking forward to your EP. Of course we do, like we mentioned this, that we're playing Blacktop Don't, yes, which is your current single. I'm going to play that coming up, but before we wrap everything up, talk about kind of how you guys have picked your singles. I think this is always an interesting question to ask artists, because I've asked a lot of artists this before, and sometimes the single is never, like, they were like, I got told by my team I had to.
Yeah, it's actually...
this one's different.
It's very strategic. It's been very strategic. So our very first single out of the gates was All Trucks Go to Heaven.
Yes.
And it
we
was,
played that one.
Yes, we appreciate you thank very you much so for much playing for that. And everybody who listened, thank you very much. And it was very strategic picking that one first because we do have a... We've been called a rock-forward country band.
Okay.
When you see us live, it is a party. It's a big old party. We don't... You know, it's some laid back parts, but we don't stand on our microphones and just play acoustic guitar. There's a lot of moving around, a lot of, you know, activity, energy.
A lot of ice on the ankles at the end of the night.
Yep. Yep. And we wanted to, the team wanted to establish ourselves as a bona fide country artist. So not somebody who's trying to fill the spot of somebody else or somebody who, okay, we've heard this, you know, upbeat, rah, rah, song before. We wanted to establish that we do have substance to the music. We're able to actually execute on the substance, hopefully. And so All Trucks Go to Heaven was one of those ones we felt was going to resonate with people and last a while. And it actually did longer than we thought it would on the radio, which is awesome. It's still being spun in various areas. All Trucks Go to Heaven's one is our favorite song. excuse me, Blacktop Don't is our favorite
song. Thank you.
Okay.
when we recorded this one 2.5 years ago, we're like, can we put it out tomorrow? And it's one of those songs you can't, it's got to be the right timing.
Yes. So we and you're right, the strategy behind everything, because I'm sitting here going, let's go, let's go, let's go, let's go. And Chris is like, just shut up.
patience. Yeah, so the strategy was.
Usually I'm the one telling him to have patience.
Yeah, and so once you have a foundation you can build upon, then you can kind of do what you want to do.
Yes.
And Blacktop Don't is definitely the one that we've been waiting on. It is that summer jam. It had to be a summer jam. It couldn't come out in December. Couldn't come out in February. It needed to come out in May, June. And it did. And it's that song. Hopefully everybody rolls their windows down and throws their hand out and just jams.
So my wife loves her sleep. As most
we do.
As most people do. Yes. They do not like to be woken up. Well,
no.
We first heard the song. I had it sent and everything else. I woke her up at 11 o'clock.
It is one piece to this. His wife can beat him up. So
my wife is a CrossFit trainer. She can squat more than I can.
So it's a different situation here.
Yeah. So
it's not.
Right. So I take her into the living room at 11 o'clock and I play it for her. I play the demo for her. And she's pissed off once already. So she's like sitting here like this. And then all of a sudden her eyes just go at the chorus. And she went, that's y'all's song. She said, that is you and Chris. That is y'all's whole entire show in one song.
All right.
We've been waiting for this one.
We've been waiting.
Well, this is exciting. I think this is the perfect buildup to playing the single for the first time on our airwaves.
Awesome.
I think this will be the first time. Actually, I haven't looked through the log to see if I got played earlier today, but this might be the first time on our airwaves.
We're going to pretend like it's the first time.
We're going to pretend that it is. So thank you guys for hanging out with us. Thanks for dealing with the road construction. There's some places you went where there wasn't blacktop.
So yes. Kinda, there was a couple miles of dirt and gravel road, so it was interesting.
Beautiful, though. Absolutely gorgeous.
That's what we love about here. Excuse me. So for the first time, here it is. It's Boomtown Saints with Blacktop Don't on Q94.